Week's parsha, you have the big day kohuna. So it says by the me'il of the kohen gadol vasisas and me'il, you should make the me'il, the touch of a robe me'il ha'efod klil tchelis v'haya pi reisha b'seichai. It has like over here the what we call the pi reisha head opening, right? Safa yelapiv, it should have a border on it like a fold. So it shouldn't be torn. It shall not be torn. So they translate it, which we'll see is correct. It may not be torn, because Rashi says poshep shan pasik is it shouldn't be torn. In other words, since you made over here an opening, and usually this can go. In other words, you took this piece of material, you folded over, you cut out something in between. So now it's going to start moving. So you have to make it. You have to make a hem over there. So the purpose of the hem is, like Rashi probably speaks out, kidei shelo yikra, in order that it shouldn't, in other words, shouldn't become torn. In other words, why do you make a hem over there? In order it shouldn't be. Va'koyroi oivu belav. But if you do tear, you're oivu belav, v'shezem minyan lavin shebetar. This is one of the minyan lavin of the Torah. It's a issa. This is based on the Gemara in Yuma, 9 days. Let's go through the Gemara first. Gemara says, "Amar Rechava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kareya, Big Day Kuhuna. Somebody tears Big Day Kuhuna, Loike Shenema Loikareya." Right? That it says the pasuk says that you shouldn't. No, it's a lav Loikareya. Fek Maskef Lo Barachah Bayankev Dil Mahachikar Machmana Navid Leisaf Mekehem Ki Heichidol LaNikra. Maybe it doesn't mean it may not be torn, but it should not get torn. In order, it shouldn't get torn, like Rashi says. So the Gemara answers, and that's how Rashi gets his shot. Mik siv shelo yikareya. In order, it shouldn't. Lo yikareya ksiv. It says lo yikareya. That's the gisa. Lo yikareya. It doesn't say mik siv shelo yikareya. So you have a lav over here. They're not allowed to tear big day kuhun. The Chassam Sefer asks Kasha, why do you need a pasuk for? Why is it included in the pasuk that you have? The Gemara says, you know, it says yesh, that a person goes ahead and he does something, and he could be over a lot of isurim, right? A mevashel gid anasha b'chaylev b'cholav. I'm sorry, b'yamtev v'oichol leik chamish mishum this mishum that. And there's different ways. Mishum havara, mishum bishul b'vas b'cholav. So Gemara asks over there, why don't you say? So it's talk about Gemara's, because there's certain kashas that talk about that you burnt it with atzei asherah. Right? Then the Gemara says, no, atzei hektish. You burnt it, you cooked with atzei hektish. What's wrong if you used atzei hektish? Hazara mahacha, you learn from Pasuk. Because it says in Dvarim, let's read it, nitatz them as b'yuchaysim, you have to destroy their altars, the mizbech, shibart as matzevoysim, ashrayim to sufrim v'esh, psilei aleheim to gadein, v'vad v'shmam min amakam ahu, loy sasun kein l'ashem alakechem. We learn over there the issa of loisasun kain l'ashem alekechem. Katz Kerebi used to say loisasun kain. Don't act like, you know, you're just doing the Baruch Shem a little taiva. Kain, yeah, all right, fine, I'll do it for you. Baruch Shem, I'll do you a favor. I'll put on the front. Loisasun kain l'ashem alekechem. But Poshtan, the Gemara down loisasun kain. Whatever you now destroy. So the Gemara is going out. I'd say hektish. Rambam's mind is alive. You're not allowed to. You know, not destroy kids for kodesh. Gemara different places. They not allowed to destroy things that have kedusha. So, Frank Tachsam Sefer, what do you need the issa of lo yikare, right? What do you need the lakare? Why is that included in the issa of lo yisasun kein l'ashem elekechem? Why isn't it a general? What do you need a special pasuk for? Why is it included lo yisasun kein l'ashem elekechem? Right? I've mentioned before the Meshech Chochma has a Meri Dikazach. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, never was such a thing. Like Gemara says a few parshas that drosh v'kibul schar. So why not by Irini Dachas? Because it says over there that you have to destroy everything that's in the year. Right? You have to destroy. He says it's an impossible Jewish city will not have a mezuzah, and you can't destroy a mezuzah. Therefore, you can't have an Irini Dachas. That's what the Gemara says. Shenem aloy sasun kel Hashem akechem. So now the Irne Dachas, the din is, the Ramah Paschas, now you kill the people, you destroy the city, but you kill the people who did Avodah Zarah, they kill their children too. Well, it's, so you do with the Rambam, you kill their children too. So, where'd the Rambam? Where it's based on the Tosefta. So Meir Simcha says, Uchsavtem al mezuzos beisecha v'yisharecha. What's the next pasuk? Amar nivu yameichem. Because chsavtem al mezuzos beisecha v'yisharecha, you'll never have any dachas. Amar nivu yameichem v'mei v'neichem. That's the Lama Nyibu. You'll never have any dachas. But anyway, Koponim, that's the Chsam Sefer's Kash. Okay, that's what he asks. He asks, why don't you say that that there's a general Isser of Loisasun Kein Lashem Lekach? What do you need a special pasuk? So what Beriel really asks is, what's the, what is the status of the big tekuna? You have some kind of kedusha. It's Mefush in the Gemara. You have a kedusha. Shal is Mechalik Zeshem. If it's kedusha is dumb and kedusha is a goof, you can be mefapel that. But the Ma'aseta, the Rishenim who say Tais says it's a kedusha is a goof. So I'm sure kedusha is a goof. Okay. Then another, we know by Bnei Aaron, when Bnei Aaron were nifter, so they were told Bigdeichem al tefreimu, don't tear your clothes. Don't do kriya, even though they're on avelas. They shouldn't tear their clothes, right? So, talk about the big day kahuna. They have to do their avodah, right? And they can't tear their clothes. What do you need? It's also to tear big day kahuna anyway. What do you need a pasuk? You'll tell me, but you got to do kriya. Kriya is not a din d'oraisa. It's a no eser d'chaloisa on that. That's a kasha that's asked. Okay, so on the first kasha, the Chassam Sefer's kasha, I mean, if they're worn out or something, then there's no, then there is no Issa.
But maybe that's where the Issa of Lo Yikara comes in.
You mean, and the Kedusha is not, yeah, so that's what Rishash talks about. That. Not in this Kasha, he says that the Issa of Lo Yikara doesn't go on that too, because you see in the Gemara and Sukkah, they used to make wicks, exactly. So he says, you see, obviously after they were bolod, after we used, there is no Issa Yikara. It's a good point, though. In Beis Yitzchak, right, the Beis Yitzchak was a Maridik Goy, and he was an Enikol, from Reb Kivega, I think, like a Urenikol. He was a Meridika genius. Meridika genius. I don't think there was anything he didn't know. He was a Meridika genius. So he says what Reb Shmuel says. We'll just say the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says like this. You need a Gemara for this, what he answers. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav, we've mentioned it, Lagabe other things. The Gemara says, that let's say a person had a Shem Hashem written on him. Yes, Shem Hashem. To shower and take it, you can't take. Well, somebody wrote on him Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Tattoo?
No, tattoo. What does that talk about tattoo? I don't think a tattoo goes off with soap and water, right? As far as I know. Right, but somebody wrote. You remember, he wrote with ink. Yeah, what? Yeah, okay, but whatever it is, that's what he. That's what he had. So, Harei Shahay Hashem Kosev Loy Absara. Come on, Kuf Chaf on the base. Harei Zalo Yirchotz Veloy Yasuch Veloy Yamu B'Makam Tina. So he shouldn't go ahead and wash himself and cleanse himself and scrub himself, whatever. Says Nizdamnu lo tefila shemitzah. Let's say he has to has a tefila. So what do you do? He has a tefila. So the Gemara goes to what he does exactly. Put something on it. Rabbi Yisrael Loilam Yared v'Toyvul Kedarkoi Ubelvad Shelo Yishavshe. As long he can go in, as long as he doesn't go ahead and scrub it. Why? So the Gemara says the shiny. The Gemara is a shak v'tayah. Just Damakrova Vadata Mishmam and Makamul Asaska Hashem. Asiyah hu da'asa grama shari. Over here, a grama is asa. The iser is dafka al yedei grama, not al yedei dafka al yedei maisa, not al yedei grama. Okay. In other words, grama would not be asa. We've mentioned the famous thing with the tefillin. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. If somebody's quarantined and they all the clothes that he brings in, they destroy, right? I don't know if they still do such things, but people have diseases that are contagious, so they go to hospital and then they destroy all the clothes. So they ask Rav Moshe, Can he bring his tefillin there, knowing that afterwards they'll destroy his tefillin? Are you allowed to go ahead it? Because the tefillin is going to be destroyed. On the other hand, he's going to lose all the days of not putting on tefillin. So Moshe says, because it is Gemara, you're allowed it, because the goyim are going to do it. There's no issa on them to do it. You're not telling them to do it. And mamela, it's a grammar. That's what Moshe says. So, okay, good. So, I mean, if it's having a gay, you have to ask, of course. But the Tribune Rav has a tshuva about it. And Tribune Rav also goes through the same thing, but he says, if anybody knew what happened to my brother,
right,
the Chazon Nachum, so the Nazis saw him with his tefillin, they threw it on the floor, and he didn't get a heart attack right away. He got a heart attack a few days later, because he put it on again, and the umavazit tefillin, he says, my brother died. He says, if you'd know what the Kedusha tefillin is, and how my brother acted, he says, you couldn't bring yourself to do such thing, even though he says al pidin it's probably mutter, but he says my heart doesn't. So it's interesting for Tribune Rav. Tribune Rav was usually ish meridik ish alacha. Grada, if anybody remembers Kempler, do you remember the old man Kempler? And no, you don't remember in Williamsburg, Yankel. Yeah. What? This farm store. Remember Moshe? He was nifted just a few years ago. He was a man in his 90s. Never had children. So he was a talmud of the Tribune Rav, and he put out some of his farm. So he told me he was there. When his brother the Chazon Nachum was nifta, and they were running towards Shinov, towards a different place in Galicia, away from the Nazis, he says he carried him on his back. He's a very strong person for 3 days, and to bring him to Kfaris Yisrael, and since everybody was running away from Galicia, there were thousands of Jews passing Galicia, and when they heard that the Chazon Nachum was there, his body was there. He buried him with, he says, with a few thousand people. He printed this story once. I asked him about it. He said it's a true story. There was a story about it. I asked him. He said he was the one who carried it. He was the one who carried it. But anyway, so Shmuel is saying like this. So that's what the Beis Yitzchak says. He says, and he's medayik in the pasuk. It doesn't say loy sikra, don't tear, loy kareya, it shouldn't be torn. For cat. Pashup shan the pasuk, loy kareya, is in order it shouldn't be torn. But he's saying, since it's a lav, and it says lo yikareya, the isser is that even if you allow it to be torn, if it's a grumma, it's the anissa. That's the chiddush. Now, Zayin HaChanami, there is an isser of lo yisasim kein l'ashem alakechem. There is an isser. The chiddush of lo yikareya, zok the Beis Yitzchak, is even if you're doing it derech hashchasa. If you're doing it derech grumma. If you're doing derech grumma, then there's an issa. That's what the Beis Yitzchak, I saw in the Frankel Rambam, I looked up around on it, the Rogatchev says the same thing. But the Beis Yitzchak is the one who spells it out. Okay, that's one thing. Now, if you look though in the Rambam, in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, it says, Ami'il, Kul Tcheles, he goes to Mil. He says, Vakoreya Pia Me'il. It says, Pia Me'il. Loike, shenema loikareya. Vahu adin lechol big de kuhuna. Who adin kol big de kuhuna? Shakareya oisam derechashchasa loike. Derechashchasa, he says. So zok the Mishra Melech. The Baal Carbon Chagiga, it brings a sefer up, so I gotta have the sefer. Carbon Chagiga. Svirle de davke beshar big de kuhuna. Eino loike kim derech hashchasa. Aval b'me'il loike afilo shaloi b'derech hashchasa. That's what he says. He's medayik. The Lashon of Rambam is a korea pi me'il loike. He doesn't make any conditions. Then he says, v'hu adin l'chol big dekuna shakorea oisam derech hashchasa. So he learns the me'il is one iser, no matter what you're doing, and the other one is derech hashchasa. And he says to look in Hilchas Maisa Karbonis, Perek Ches, Halacha Chaf. So Perek Ches, it's a Gemara really. The Gemara says, Mi'il, that Nitazol Dam Chatas, V'yotza, went out, V'nitla, it became Tomei B'chutz. So how does he get rid, what does he do? Keitzaru Oysa, V'rekareya Oysa, get out that stain, Loike, Kamoshe B'yanu. So machnisa pochus mesholshetz bowls, umachap soy befnim, va'achas yiskabes kol adam ma'at ma'at matfilin oisu b'chutz. So he says again, bal karbuchidavka b'mi'il hutzuchol atikun zeh. the machniso pachos pachos. Less. Why? Of a sharp big dekuna yochel akayrim kiven shein ader chashchas. He says, but other big dekuna you could just tear completely. Why? Because it's not der chashchasa. It's in order to go ahead and fix it over here. So he says also this thing. Now the minchas, the Mishnah Melech says ledidi lesnu lahani mila. I don't hold from it. He doesn't explain why he doesn't hold from it. Yeah, but the lashon is v'udin l'chobik d'asher korea oisam, meaning the rest of big dekuna. Yes, he should have said korea pima il der chashkas v'udin l'chobik dekuna. The der chashkas is master is going to the last one. The minchas chinuch in this week's parasha is maskim to it. Yeah, mitzvah kuf aleph. Ubemis b'shas ein mivur klal davka der chashkasa. Yes, he says, in words, like loy tzasu ken l'shem l'keichem. In other words, if a person will go ahead and not do derech hashchasa, that's not the issa. If you have to fix something, right, you have to take a safe in order to rebind it, you have to tear it, you're allowed to go ahead and do that. That's the din. Right? Because by mizbechoysam, avodah zarah, avada, if a person destroys it in order to fix it, that's not called the mitzvah of destroying avodah zarah. So, and he says, it's based on a Gemara, right, and so forth. So he says, that's why dafka me'il v'lo shar big dekuna. Now, I saw in the Aris of Rav Yoshe, which is a little shver, because in the Gemara, it's not masher that way. He wants to tie in the Rambam, at least maybe the Rambam had a different gear, so that could be, that's why it says a dafka by the me'il, because the issa is dafka by the me'il, taka. The rest of the begadim is taka because of loisasun kein l'ashem l'keichem, and that's taka also only derech hashchasa. Was the me'il is taka the only issa? That's why mechak. In the Gemara, it's not mashar week because Gemara says a korea big day kuna. If the Gemara meant that it's also because of loisasun kein l'ashem l'keichem, the Gemara should have said because of loisasun kein l'ashem l'keichem. Not mashar that way, but whatever it is, once you see a chilik between the me'il and for Ezatam Shia and the other ones, now we know why it's written Dafka by the mill, because the mill, Taka has
and
a different din. Any part of the mill, again, but any part of the mill. Any part of the mill. Now, if you look in Hilchas Beis Abchira, in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Beis Abchira, Perk Aleph Aloch Yud Zayin, the Rambam says, Hanoitetz Evan Echas Min HaMizbeach O Mekol HaHechol Mebeinu Ulam Mizbeach Derech HaShchos Oloike. You see in the Rambam klar that it's only derech hashchasa the is of loisas and ken l'shem l'keichem. So that's pretty clear that's what it is.
What
now,
is
well, what do you mean? Stam?
That also, another issue, it shouldn't destroy anything. So is there
that? Okay, so baltashka itself is not clear that that's what it means. Baltashka is what your mother told you to, you know, not to make sure you eat the food. But the real is, I think we once had a share on this. Well, it's going on a fruit-bearing tree. That's the real issa. The real issa, taking something, and the Gemara says it, but it's only, the Rama says it's not like. It's not mashah, it's a issa, mamashah, issa, device. Okay. Yeah. And I'm just saying it, you just asked if it is baltashas. But, okay. Now, the Beis Yitzchak also, next truth in the Beis Yitzchak, they say the Beis Yitzchak ate a certain, as Velt says, ate a certain root that gave him a meridika memory. That's what the Zayzek de Velt, that he, you know, there's a saying, I forgot what it's called, the root. Chazar, v'altetztachle ma'ar, I forgot the name of it. There's an expression that the Svarim bring, chazan, you won't need this, you know, this type of spice, because it makes a memory. They say it has like side effects, that it makes your fingers crooked. So they say that the Beis Yitzchak had Shtikl's fingers were crooked. I don't know. That was Beis Yitzchak. If that's just time with that. But he was a Meridika going. So in the next tshuva, right after that, he also goes on this. So he says something which to me is a little shver. On the kasha of tearing, why Bnei Aaron were not allowed to tear their clothes, what do you need, that the Baruch Shem told Aaron that they shouldn't tear their clothes when they were Avelim, They're not allowed to tear their clothes anyway because of the Issa of Loi Kareya. That's the Kasha. So he says over there, the Beis Yitzchak, that in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos says, the Gemara goes through that the sugya is a little complicated, but just basically, is that in Shabbos you have a din that when you, let's say you do something, you need mesakin. It has to be tikkun. So you have certain things that are, the thing itself is not really a tikkun. Let's say choyvel. So the man d'amar holds, you know, you hit an animal, you make it bleed. What tikkun is there? So tikkun is by you. You feel good about it. You gave him a zetz, and you feel good. Why? You let out, like the Gemara says, that you let out your steam. Right? The Gemara goes through, that's where the Gemara goes on, it's called a kareya b'godim b'chamos, so it should be, the Gemara doesn't use exactly the lashon, seifa to do avodah zarah. Because kach daka sheitzar, tells you do this, do that, the seifa avodah zarah. The Veld says that, you know, the Rambam's lashon, call a koyas kilu avodah zarah. But the Gemara says it's a tikkun. In other words, even though it's not a tikkun legabe what you did, but it's a tikkun legabe chamos, right? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, like by kriyat, hakoreya bechamosay, right? The avala valmeis chayev. Af pishu mechal Shabbos yotzidei kriya. So the Gemara says, what was mesakin? So that's what Gemara says, that the tikkun, the machlekes Rashi tells you how to learn, but right now we don't have to know that. So Gemara says that Mesakin who the Ka'ovid Nachas Ruach Yitzor, for instance, he makes himself feel better. That's a tikkun. So the Beis Yitzchak wants to say there's a tikkun over here too. In other words, what's the kasha? He says the Issa is Loya Kareya. Like man, the Rambam says Dafka Derech Hashchasa. This is not called Derech Hashchasa. Why? Because it's Mefik that Tsar that you have. No, what did Bnei Aaron want to tear himself? That's the natural point of a person, right? That's why the Torah asks it to pull out your hair and so forth. Because a person, when there's a tzar, a person naturally goes ahead and does such things, right? You do what Tyson Sanhedrin says, and when the Rebbe was nifter, he was able to go ahead and do that because he wasn't doing the tzar of his p'tira, he was doing the tzar of the Torah that's not going to be here anymore. You're not doing it because of the misa, you're doing it because of the tzar. So he says that's called a tikkun klapei dat. That's what he answers. To me, that's a shver teretz. Why? I'll bring a rabbi. The concept is very. When you say derech hashchasa, what does derech hashchasa mean? You're destroying the clothes. It doesn't matter if you feel better. When a person tears clothes and he says, "Oh, I feel," right, a person gets upset. So he takes smashes it. What did he do? He zichah destroyed the object. He made himself feel better. That's not called a tikkun. That's called a kilkel. He's makalkel. There's no way to say he didn't break the thing, he didn't destroy. Ida Gemara says Agabe Shabbos. Shabbos has a different din. Shabbos has to do with you doing malacha, not the object. Shabbos is you did a malacha. You did something and you are tikkun Gabi you. I'll bring you a raya, very poshut. Tosis, there's a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says, interesting Gemara, you have to know how you touch it up nowadays. Gemara says, if you take a sakin shavad azara, it's asubana. A sakin misham shavad azara, that Rashi says. It's asubana, Gemara says, chul nafches. So you can't have enough of it. That means you can't take a piece of steak and cut it, because you're getting enough, you're cutting the steak. You could shech the behema. Why? Because when you shech the behema, you're being makalkal the behema. Because the behema is oimid for vladas, for giza, for milk, for whatever it is, to work with it. And by shechting it, you're making it, you're being makalkal. In other words, hagam, you're getting meat, what? Oh, how you but in if you look at it in the full value, forget, if you'll come over this racehorse, this great racehorse, and you kill that racehorse, and you sell now meat, you're going to eat the horse meat. So you're going to say you're misakin? I said, what did you do? You just killed a prize horse. So you're right. The Gemara says, the Gemara is mechalik. It depends what kind of animal, and it's a kenis, not a kenis. But usually a behemoth is a medis, right? The Gemara says a medis, you think. The Twist Show talker goes now, avada we shech. Right, you sell meat in your store, right? That's a different thing. But avada we're talking about a hema that's oimid not. Let's not go into the pratim and halacha. Upon him, the Gemara says that it's mechalikal. Frek toisvis. So how come you chayv if you shecht on Shabbos? Shabbos, you have to be mekal, you have to be mesakin. The Torah says Shabbos, Taisa says it's tolly malachas machshavas. Shabbos is not tolly whether you mekal. If a guy takes how much is the Mona Lisa same worth by now?
Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions, okay. When we were younger, it was worth 50-something million. Now it's probably worth hundreds of million. What if a guy would write Aleph Beis on Shabbos to it? Zichaya v'pota. Hello, Yanko.
Hi.
He ruined the Mona Lisa. Oh, the Terrace is, you're right. He wants to write. He wrote Aleph Beis. It doesn't matter in the general picture. Oh, it's what's called Ashchasa by Shabbos Kilkel. He made a hole in his ground. He didn't gain anything from it. He dug up his, he made a hole in his dirt floor at home. That's Ashchasa, that's Kilkel. But if a guy writes on a beautiful painting, even though he ruined the painting, Savada Legabe the Isser of whatever the Isser be, Loisasin Kena, be Derech Ashchasa. You ruined the physical Zach. Klape Shabbos, which you wrote, and that's what you want to do. You were Misakin, you wrote an Aleph Beis. So what's the Tzushtal? When you tear clothes and you feel good about the tearing clothes, on Shabbos, that's what you want. You want to tear the clothes in order to be Misakin yourself. That's what it is. That's the purpose of it. There's a purpose for that thing. But the Issa of tearing, that is, of tearing the Big Day Kahuna, that's whether Lamaisa your Mashkis or not. That depends if it, when you tore it, did it go down in price? It certainly went down in price. That's called Derech Hashchasa. Derech not Hashchasa would mean is you have to fix it, or it's better for it, or it's, to make it smooth, to make it better, whatever it is. Okay, what are you doing? Right? It's like the Gemara says that if a person makes a hole in a material, so if it's in order to have a hole for the head, so that's a tikkun. If it's Yistam makes a tear in a shirt, so then it's the same hole, depends what it's used for. Okay, what about the kasha? So I saw in interesting in the Sfasemis that he has a shiloh. What's the shear of kriya? How much do you have to be in the Gemara and Yuma there? How much do you have to be kareya in order to go ahead and be over? How much would you say?
Whatever makes it too covered.
Huh?
Whatever the amount that's become.
Meaning what?
It could be
anything, a mashu.
If that's
called, you could be able to make another
beged.
Oh, you ruined the beged. The beged is not called the beged anymore. So he says, and a chanami, so Machesh says, I'm sorry. So he says, the din of Kriya, the Gemara Moikot says, is a sheer tefach. It's a sheer tefach. Tefach is not necessarily taken out of the. So, in other words, they were told, if you make a tear, a person has a tear in his clothes. They say, if Chaim Sonnenfeld used to have a lot of tears on the inside of his clothes. Our minig is we don't tear when the Talmud Chacham is lifted, it says you're supposed to tear. So we don't do it nowadays. But he was, Medina Gemara is supposed to. So you don't want to do it the Pesachim say it's because the people are not going to really do it, they're going to be cheap, they're not going to want to do it, all kinds of things. So we don't, but that's the din. But he felt, so he used to tear inside, so he's full of, every time he heard about a Talmud Chacham Nifta. So the clothing was still clothing. Yishalmis wouldn't bother them on the outside either so much. Yeah. I said, that's not called a tear, that's the pshat.
What's the shit that would hassle?
Yeah, so it wouldn't have a shame begging on it. Then you have to clarify what exactly it is. But I'm just saying is with the Sfasem is, you can hear that it's two different things. There's a shear that passes from Beged, and there's a shear of Tefach. Tefach is a different shear.